Title: Sampled Arrangement for Jungle Tunes in Ableton Live, Beginner Lesson. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing something that'll instantly make your jungle tunes feel more like real records, and less like an 8-bar loop that never goes anywhere. The focus is sample-led arrangement. That means your tune's story is driven by break edits, stabs, vocal shouts, and little effects moments that act like signposts. In jungle, those samples are like characters. The drums are the engine, the bass is the weight, but the samples are what tell the listener and the DJ where we are in the track. By the end, you'll have a simple but legit structure, roughly 3 to 4 minutes at around 170 BPM, with a clear intro, build, drop 1, breakdown, drop 2, and outro. And you'll do it using mostly Ableton stock devices, keeping it beginner-friendly. Let's get set up. Step 0, session setup, 2 minutes, no overthinking. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Classic sweet spot. Set global quantization to 1 bar, so when you're triggering or moving things around, everything behaves musically. Now go to arrangement view and make a few groups or at least a few sections of tracks. Drums, bass, music for stabs and pads, vox and FX or risers. Next, add locators along the timeline. Label them intro, build, drop 1, breakdown, drop 2, outro. Quick teacher note. This is the biggest anti-looping hack. Before you design 10 new sounds, you make a map. Jungle rewards structure. Even a simple tune sounds real when the pacing is clear. Now step 1. Choose your lead samples. These are the arrangement drivers. Pick 2 to 4 samples total, not 20. 2 to 4. You want one stab, like a classic rave chord, a minor stab, a horn hit, something that has attitude, one vocal shot, like rewind, come again, yeah, something short and memorable, one impact, crash, or sub drop for section transitions. Optional. One atmosphere loop, like rain. Final crackle, jungle ambience, anything that glues sections together quietly. Put your stab and vocal into simpler in one-shot mode. Keep warp off unless it's a longer phrase that needs timing help. Add a tiny fade in and out, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, to prevent clicks. If the stab is harsh, turn simpler's filter on and low pass it a bit, somewhere around 8 to 12k. For impacts, I recommend an auto track. It's just faster to place and stretch. Coach note. Think like a DJ, not a band. The stab and vocal aren't there to perform lyrics. They're there to mark sections, hype transitions, and create call and response with the drums. Step 2. Build an 8-bar drop loop first, but with arrangement in mind. You're going to create one strong 8 bars you can expand into a full drop. Start with drums. Break plus optional tops. Drop a breakbeat into an audio track. Amen. Think. Funky drummer vibe. Anything with character. Right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Slice to Drum Rack. Slice by transients if the break is clean and you want a more authentic feel, or slice by 1/16th if you want it grid-stable and easy. Now in the new Drum Rack MIDI clip, program a basic 2-bar pattern to establish identity. Keep the kick and snare feeling like the original break. Then choose just a few extra slices for ghost notes and little rolls. 2 to 4 slices is plenty. If you want a more modern sheen, layer a quiet hat loop behind the break. Keep it low. High pass it with auto filter around 200 to 400 Hz, so you're not adding mod. Now put a simple drum bus chain on the drums group. EQ 8 first. Gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If it's boxy, dip a little around 200 to 350. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not flattening. Then saturator, analog clip mode, 1 to 4 dB of drive, and turn on soft clip. This is one of the easiest ways to make sliced breaks feel tight and present, without sounding overproduced. Step 3. Add a simple rolling bass. Keep it functional. Beginner mistake is trying to build the bass sound of the century before you even have a tune. We want something that supports the break, leaves space for the snare, and gives the drop weight. Make a MIDI track, load Wavitable, set OSC 1 to a sign or close to it. Add saturator after it, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive so the bass reads on smaller speakers. Then EQ 8, low pass around 4 to 8k, and if it's fighting the snare body, try a small dip around 180 to 250. For the pattern, write a 1-bar or 2-bar phrase with space on snare hits. Classic jungle feel often comes from offbeat notes and little pushes into transitions. Keep notes shortish. Let the break breathe. Now the core concept. Step 4. Make the arrangement sample-led. Here's the mindset that changes everything. You're going to think in 3 energy lanes. Lane 1 is drum energy. How dense the break is, whether you add fills, whether you do quick mutes. Lane 2 is bass energy, notes, filter, saturation, presence. Lane 3 is sample hooks, stabs, vocals, and effects. These announce sections and create that conversation with the drums. Your job is to make these lanes rise and fall clearly. Now step 5. Build the intro, 16 bars. Tease the samples. Bars 1 through 8. Start with atmosphere, vinyl noise, or texture low in the background. Add a filtered break or even just hats. Tease the stab every 2 to 4 bars. Not a full pattern yet, just little hints. On the break track, use auto filter in high pass mode. Start the cutoff pretty high, like 600 to 1k, and slowly open it so by bar 16 you're closer to 200 to 300. That gives a classic DJ intro opening up feel. For stabs, add reverb either on ascend or insert. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, and high cut the reverb so it stays dark, like 6 to 10k. Bars 9 through 16. Let more of the break in. Add a riser or reverse crash into bar 17, right before the drop. Teacher note, jungle intros are often DJ friendly. It's not about showing everything immediately. It's about giving a stable tempo bid and then making the drop feel earned. Step 6. Build section, another 16 bars. This is the we're about to drop energy. Here, make the samples do the talking. Place a vocal shot around bar 13 and bar 15. Call and response. One says something, the other answers. Keep it simple. Then do a snare fill at bar 16, the final bar before the drop. Easy fill method, duplicate your break MIDI into bar 16, then add a quick roll using snare slices, especially in the last half bar. Optional spice. Beat repeat. Put beat repeat on a return track. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/8, chance around 10 to 20%, then automate it on only for the last bar before the drop. It's like a little stutter of chaos right before everything slams back in. Now step 7. Drop 1, 32 to 48 bars. Use samples to create phrases. Let's do a super usable 32-bar phrasing plan. Bars 1 through 8, full drums and bass, minimal stabs. Let the core groove establish. Bars 9 through 16, add the stab rhythm, maybe every 2 bars, plus one vocal moment. Bars 17 through 24, introduce variation. Remove one drum element for one bar, or do a quick dropout, then add an FX hit to relaunch the groove. Bars 25 through 32, bigger fills, more stab density, push into the breakdown. Here's a placement tip that screams jungle. Put the stab on the end of 2, or right after the snare, so it bounces with the break instead of sitting on top of it. Also, one signature vocal, used only 2 to 4 times per drop. Less is more. If it's every 2 bars, it stops being special and starts being annoying. Now micro edits, because this is where jungle comes alive. Every 4 or 8 bars, do one tiny thing. Mute the kick slice for half a bar. Add a 1/16th snare roll. Reverse a crash into the next phrase. Or do call and response with processing. One stab is dry, the next stab is wet with reverb or delay. One of my favorite Ableton workflow tricks. Automate your reverb send on the stab track. Keep most hits around minus 18 to minus 12 dB send. Then for one special stab, jump to minus 6 dB just for that one hit. It sounds like the stab suddenly throws its voice across the room, and it tells the listener a new phrase. Now step 8. Breakdown 16 bars. Remove drums and spotlight the sample. This is where sample-led arrangement really shines. Trip it back, so your hook feels huge even though it's just one or two elements. Try this recipe. Pull drums down to atmosphere, vocal, and maybe a very quiet ghost break. Filter the bass down or mute it entirely for the first 8 bars. Put a dubby delay on the vocal to create space. Use echo in Ableton. Set time to 1/4 or dotted 1/8. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Keep modulation low, and filter the delay so lows under 200 Hz are rolled off. That keeps the delay from muddying the low end. End the breakdown with an impact or sub drop into drop 2. Step 9. Drop 2. Same core, new sample behavior. This is the beginner win. You do not need to rewrite your entire tune. Jungle often reuses the same drums and bass and simply changes how the talking samples behave. The easiest method. Duplicate drop 1 into the drop 2 section. Now change only a few things. Change the stab MIDI rhythm. Change one or two drum fill bars, like bar 8 and bar 16 of the section. Add one special FX moment, like a beat repeat hit, a quick take stop, or a one beat silence. Here's a classic mid-drop switch up, halfway through the drop. Remove bass for 2 bars, Let the brake flex, then bring the bass back with a single stab plus an impact. It feels like a whole new chapter, with almost no extra work. Step 10. Outro. 8 to 16 bars. DJ friendly exit. Remove bass first, then reduce drums to hats and filtered brake. Let one last vocal or stab ring out with a reverb tail. In the last 8 bars, use auto filter to gently high pass the drums. This clears the mix and makes it easier for the next track to blend in. Now let's cover the common mistakes, because these are the exact traps that stop people finishing Jungle. Mistake 1. Looping 8 bars too long. Fix it by committing to a 32-bar phrase plan and making one change every 4 to 8 bars. Mistake 2. Too many vocal shouts. Fix it by choosing one main vocal and using it like a tag, not a running commentary. Mistake 3. Stabs masking the snare. Fix it with a cue on the stab. Low cut below about 120 to 200, and if needed dip around 180 to 250 to leave room for snare body. Mistake 4. Brake feels flat. Fix it with micro mutes and fills. One small edit every 4 to 8 bars. Mistake 5. Bass fighting the kick. Fix it with light sidechain compression on the bass, sidechained from the kick slice, aiming for 2 to 4 dB gain reduction. Quick pro style upgrade ideas, still beginner safe. Make stabs darker, not louder. Low pass around 6 to 10k, and add saturation for presence without harsh highs. If you want Reese energy without chaos, layer a clean sub with a separate mid layer, then low cut the mid layer at around 120 to 180, so the sub stays clean. Add a quiet atmosphere texture loop, reverb it, low cut it, and keep it low. It makes the whole tune feel deeper. And remember, silence is impact. Muting everything for a quarter bar, before a drop often hits harder than yet another riser. Now a mini practice exercise you can do in 20 minutes. Make a 130 mini jungle using only one break, one stab, one vocal and one impact. Structure it as 8 bar intro, 8 bar build, 16 bar drop, 8 bar outro. Rule 1. One change every 4 bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.